With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The Auditor General says housing is unaffordable for most Caymanians and, quote, government programs are not delivering value for money. A report published Monday assesses government's approach to improving access to affordable housing between 2019 and 2024. Over the 6 years, the population grew by 27%, property prices by 57%, and average rents by 42%. Putting, quote, significant pressure on the availability and affordability of housing for many Caymanians. The Auditor General's report says even one of government's own affordable housing programs is unaffordable, flagging the National Housing Development Trust's Affordable Housing Initiative. To qualify for an NHDT home, a single applicant has to make no more than $4,500 a month. The report says although the property prices are cheaper, the total housing costs are about $2,200 a month once utility, insurance, and other costs are included. The math adds up to being 49% of the single applicant's income. Between 2019 and 2024, the report says government spent nearly $68 million on programs to improve access to affordable housing. Of this, more than $41 million was in direct program costs, including the construction of affordable homes. During that time, the NHDT delivered 36 affordable homes and had a further 50 under construction by the end of 2024. However, the report says the Sister Islands Affordable Housing Development Cooperation delivered no homes at all during this period, with a, quote, significant wait list. By 2024, quote, most households in Cayman were renting, a market not regulated by government. There's no minimum housing standards and no rental inspection regime, so there's, quote, no assurance that rented accommodation is adequate and safe. The full report can be found at auditorgeneral.gov.ky. Government has welcomed the report, saying steps are already being taken to tackle the issues. In 2015, government issued its housing policy and 10-year plan, which represents a, quote, significant step forward in addressing those challenges, with the implementation of the policy already beginning. Ministry of District Administration and Home Affairs has also confirmed, quote, corrective work is underway at the Sister Islands Affordable Housing Development Cooperation, noting that the new homes in the BRAC are in the, quote, final stages of construction, and that a suite of governance and operational reforms are being developed. Negotiations are underway as the Port Authority Board is instructed to settle a long-standing back pay matter involving staff at the port. Speaking on Radio Cayman's For the Record, Planning Minister the Honorable Jay Ebanks told listeners he was happy to meet with port staff about the, quote, legacy issue earlier this month as they prepared to demonstrate.
I've instructed the chair to instruct the board to say, look, I want the matter settled. It should have been settled from the previous administration. So I want to continue this look and say, look, guys, we're not going to move forward anymore like this. What I can't have is an ungruntled staff at the port.
According to published reports, in 2025, dock workers launched a legal action against the authority in a bid to recover some $4.5 million in unpaid wages dating back 8 years.
I called the chairman, the port director, the deputy director of the port. We all met in the boardroom. We sat down. We heard all the concerns. We have promised to get a resolution.
He says talks are ongoing, but added the matter, quote, will be resolved this year. And in court news, the trial continues today for a man charged with indecent assault, inviting a child to engage in sexual activity and breach of trust. The Crown alleges the offenses occurred between May and June 2025, when the man was working as a youth worker. The complainant's evidence was presented through a pre-recorded interview in which she alleges inappropriate comments, attempts to bribe her with vapes, and unlawful touching. The trial is expected to continue in the main court building today. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. A Russian ballistic missile attack has killed at least 12 people in Ukraine's capital and the surrounding region. 7 railway employees died when a missile hit a depot in Kyiv. The EU's foreign policy chief says it would be highly desirable if member states with stocks of interceptor missiles nearing their expiry date could donate them to Ukraine. Kaya Kallas was speaking in Dublin ahead of a defence and foreign ministers meeting. Palestinian medics say at least two children and a woman have been killed by Israeli fire in Gaza City. Unconfirmed local reports say Israel's military used drone strikes to try to secure a special unit whose presence had been uncovered following a raid in a crowded area. President Masoud Pezeshkian says Iran will immediately reciprocate if the United States returns to its commitments under an interim peace deal signed in June. He said Iran, unlike the US, had a brilliant record of fulfilling its international commitments. World News from the BBC.